Opening bell on Wall Street, and the stock market continues to rebound after the big sell-off on Friday. This morning, the Dow's up nearly 400 points. It's time now for our stock and business update with Pavlos Panagopoulos with Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, we still don't know the results of the Iowa caucus last night. Could that have any impact whatsoever on the stock market? Certainly not a negative this morning.
Well, definitely not. We're seeing a strong rise in the market today, over 400 points, and NASDAQ up for the fifth straight time. Again, the Iowa caucuses are important. Jimmy Carter was elected in 1976, George Bush in 2008, Barack Obama in 2006. So this last night's chaos, the lack of a clear winner. But I think all of our listeners need to step back and see the bigger picture of what's going on with this election, Bob. Undoubtedly, this is the most important election of our lifetime. The 2020 election will be all about free stuff the government can give away. Free health care, free college, free new Green Deal, and even something that both parties agree on. Free money, a la quantitative easing or the new modern monetary theory.
Well, when it comes to spending, we know there are some similarities between the two parties, even though they both differ on policies to get there, right?
Yeah, here's another one, precisely impeachment. Both parties are in favor of it as a political tool. No matter who's in the White House or what party controls the House of Representatives, thank goodness the American public, Bob, is smarter and believe in divided government so this economic train doesn't get off the tracks.
All right, how else are the two major parties similar?
Well, they both believe in deficit spending now. We have the deficit spending right now of over $1 trillion. That's basically we're spending more than the taxes we're bringing in by $1 trillion. Again, it's one of the most spectacular growth stories in history. We are now approaching $24 trillion in debt. Eventually, governments won't be able to expand what they're doing and offering to constituents, and they may have to resort to what one famous economist, Milton Friedman, once said, Bob.
Yeah, taxation without legislation. He was talking about the stealth tax, inflation, and how it quietly robs the daylights out of us.
Yeah, just listen to what the leading candidates are proposing. Tax on the wealth, Green New Deal, and surprise, or no surprise, Great Britain. Now in Brexit mode, politicians are talking about people's quantitative easing, which means buying instead of buying financial instruments like the Fed does, giving the money to the people and letting them do or decide what to do with it.
All right, so all this free money sounds good, but it won't make up for higher prices that come along, obviously. So it robs us of our wealth in a stealthy way, if you will. So how do investors prepare for all of this?
Well, listen to what both parties are in favor of. Both believe in this new monetary theory where governments issue debt and then instructs the Fed, a.k.a. what I call the creature from Jekyll Island, to purchase that debt. And then voila, painless money printing, no one gets hurt, and everybody gets to have their cake and eat it too.
Okay. I'm not convinced. You don't sound convinced either. This is going to be painless.
You're not convinced either. Yeah. But happy, happy, sad, sad. My inflation-oriented investments like precious metals continue to rise. Infrastructure stocks will be the big hit for the new election. And again, sad, sad, our government's hawking our children's future and our grandkids' future for short-sighted goals just to get elected in the next election cycle.
All right. Very uplifting this morning there, Pavlos.
Well, you know, the market's up. I got to, like, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
See a little, black clouds and the silver lining, right?
That's just one part of the economy, though. We all know that, Pavlos. How can our listeners reach you?
You can reach me here locally, 828-4068. Selena's in the office this morning, so give her a call. Also, and say that you can go to our website, My Financial Sense, or download the Pavlos app on the iPhone or Google Play. And lastly, I mentioned securities and investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, just call me a cup of hot coffee just to kind of wake everybody up this morning.
Very good. All right, Pavlos, we'll talk to you next week. Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks with our stock update here on 96.3 News Radio KKOB.